Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 75 degrees at 12 o'clock.
From ABC News, this is a special report, Global IT Outage. I'm Michelle Franzen. You're likely feeling the impact of a worldwide Microsoft outage. Companies across the board offline, including airlines, with flights grounded temporarily today. Security agency CrowdStrike says it was a software issue not related to a cyber attack. ABC's Aaron Katursky says fire and police systems in big cities also impacted.
Many of them have gone high tech in recent years, and now they're doing something quite low tech, going old school and dispatching police and firefighters using radios and the telephone. So it's pretty rudimentary. That's not going to be crippling to the system, but it could, in some places, slow things down in a way that the public just isn't used to in our kind of immediate response that police have tried to service their communities with.
The White House says President Biden has been briefed on the Microsoft outage and trading for stocks not impacted for major indexes here in the U.S. or around the world. This is ABC. A powerful 7.4 magnitude quake has rattled northern Chile near the Argentine border. So far, there are no reports of major damage. Comedy legend Bob Newhart died yesterday, best known for his sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, but he made his mark with a comedy album. ABC's Danny New with more.
When the Illinois native went from accountant to instant comedy star in 1960, it was this bit about a PR agency pitching to President Lincoln that led off his record-breaking first album.
To know what's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off.
The button-down mind of Bob Newhart became both the first comedy album to reach number one on the Billboard charts and to win Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Bob Newhart was 94. Netflix scrapping its cheapest ad-free subscription plan in the U.S. Customers who pay $11.99 for the basic plan will now have to pay at least $15.99. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy and very nice conditions with a high of 79. Tonight, a few clouds, patchy fog, a low of 57, and tomorrow partly cloudy and seasonal with a high of 82. Currently in Richland Center, we have light southerly winds, and after a low this morning of 54, we're at our daytime high so far for the day of 76 degrees.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday, 8 to 4, closed holidays.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Joe Biden's campaign is once again insisting that he is not stepping aside as he faces the stark reality that many Democrats at the highest levels want him to bow out of the 2024 election to make way for a new nominee atop the ticket. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan is one of them, calling for President Joe Biden to drop out of the race. Pocan joined fellow House Democrats Shuey Garcia of Illinois, Mark Vesey of Texas, and Jared Huffman of California in a direct public message to the president. They wrote, quote, "We must face the reality that widespread public concerns about your age and fitness are jeopardizing what should be a winning campaign." The House Democrats are the latest group calling on Biden to withdraw from the presidential campaign over concerns about his fitness. It also makes Pocan the first Wisconsin Democrat to call on Biden to step aside. Biden's campaign is calling an all-staff meeting today, while the Democratic National Committee's rulemaking arm also expects to meet. Voters are invited to meet Mark Pocan and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin this afternoon at 3 at Kelly's Coffee in Richland Center. Shanklin is one of three Democratic candidates running to take on Derek Van Orden for the District 3 congressional seat. Donald Trump, somber and bandaged, has accepted his party's presidential nomination at the Republican National Convention. His speech described in detail the assassination attempt that could have ended his life just 5 days earlier before laying out a sweeping populist agenda, particularly on immigration. The 78-year-old former president says, "If I had not moved my head at that very instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit its mark, and I would not be here tonight." Trump's address, among the longest convention speeches in modern history, marked the climax and conclusion of a massive four-day Republican pep rally as voters weigh an election that currently features two deeply unpopular candidates. Republican officials, strategists, and activists who packed into their national convention this week are exuding a confidence not seen in decades. Booze and infighting marred Donald Trump's first convention in 2016, but this one in Milwaukee was defined by overwhelming displays of party unity as GOP leaders and even Trump skeptics reveled in the excitement of what many view as an all but certain victory in November. Many described Trump's near assassination last week in Pennsylvania as the last piece to bring everyone together in spite of Trump's personal and political baggage. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are intensifying lobbying efforts to force President Joe Biden to leave the 2024 race, believing he cannot win. Young Wisconsin delegates to the Republican National Convention are ready to take the party's message to college students. Dane County Republican Party Chair Brandon Maley said the party is reaching out using modern data and technology to target both the issues and identifying young voters. He said the party is making a big splash on the campus of UW-Madison, working very closely with the college Republicans. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye at the RNC, Maley predicts, said Wisconsin Democrats rely on UW system campuses to juice the vote for them. He predicts Democrats will see a drop-off in student votes in November. Green Lake County Board Supervisor Luke Dretzky said President Biden has let students down. Dretzky said Biden's student debt forgiveness plan was a fake promise. He told Wisconsin Eye that Donald Trump is making promises that he knows he can deliver on. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority actually rejected Biden's college loan forgiveness plan. Democrats continue to sound the alarm over a blueprint for a second Donald Trump term. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says Project 2025 is Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy democracy in the United States. He says they want to gut checks and balances and solidify power in the Oval Office. Crowley says Trump may be distancing himself from the plan now, but it is his former team's pet project. The 900-page document is from conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation. Specifics include replacing thousands of federal civil servants with Trump appointees and using the U.S. military to facilitate mass deportations of people not in the country legally. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Lieber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever you, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, and so now finally, as their last option, they're telling the truth. I think the American people see what's going on here.
Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his reelection bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager, Quinton Folks, was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his reelection campaign any day now. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Nodal would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. Lawmakers aren't scheduled to meet until January. Governor Evers would likely veto such a bill anyway. An outage has swept through major services worldwide, disrupting public transport links, delaying international flights, and restricting operations for healthcare facilities and businesses. The outage appears to stem at least partly from a software update issued by CrowdStrike on Microsoft Windows systems. The U.S. cybersecurity firm told customers early today that engineers were addressing the problem, according to an advisory viewed by CNN. The issue is specific to Falcon, which is designed to protect files saved in the cloud. Microsoft said the underlying cause of the outage has been fixed, adding that residual impact is still affecting some services. Global banks, medical services, and critical infrastructure have been impacted by the outage. Medical providers, including the UK's National Health Service and one of Europe's largest health facilities in northern Germany, have been stifled by IT delays. Meanwhile, banks, broadcasting outlets, and supermarkets in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK were affected, including ABC News and Sky News. Wisconsin achieved new record highs for employment and total non-farm jobs during June, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The new record for total employment released by the Department of Workforce Development breaks the record announced last month for May data. Preliminary employment estimates for June showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, which is more than a full percentage point below the national unemployment rate of 4.1% in June. The state's labor force participation rate was 65.5% in June, while the national rate was 62.5%. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association has presented its third annual Cheese Champion Awards to seven lawmakers. The 2024 awardees included Governor Tony Evers, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Joan Balwag, Senator Howard Markline, Senator Brad Paff, Representative Tony Kurtz, and Representative Travis Tranel. WCMA serves as a strong voice for dairy processors, manufacturers, marketers, and industry suppliers on legislative and regulatory activity at the state and federal levels. More information on the association's advocacy efforts is available at wischeesemakers.org. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. An update from the National High School Rodeo Competition is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes REMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. The National High School Rodeo Finals continue in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Two performances were held yesterday. Results recorded last night and yesterday morning by those who moved on from the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo include, in the morning barrel racing performance, Molly McBride of Holman placed 13th with a score of 17.876. In the morning boys cutting performance, Tyler Parr of Mondovi tied for 6th with a score of 138. In the evening girls cutting performance, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield tied for 8th with a score of 139. In the morning pole bending performance, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 2nd with a score of 20.372. In the evening pole bending performance, Allie Butler of Mondovi placed 32nd with a score of 30.574. In the morning rain cow horse performance, Taylor Dunsky of Sparta placed 14th with a score of 275. In the evening performance, Tyler Parr placed 20th with a score of 144. In the morning steer wrestling performance, Walker Goford of Berlin placed 1st with a score of 4.89. In the evening performance, Braden Carlson of Medford placed 4th with a score of 6.58. In the second go-round in barrel racing, Molly McBride is in 41st place out of 96. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr is in a three-way tie for 15th out of 35. In breakaway roping, Raylan Johnson is in 1st place out of 38. In girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger is in a four-way tie for 24th place, and Josie Waldenberger of Holman is in 54th place. In goat tying, Josie Lau of Richland Center is in 22nd place out of 83. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson is in 6th place, Maddie McBride of Holman is in 31st place, and Allie Butler of Mondovi is in 87th place. In rain cow horse, Taylor Donsky is in a four-way tie for 49th place. J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson is tied for 66th place, and Tyler Parr is in 80th place. In steer wrestling, Walker Goford is tied for 1st, Braden Carlson is in 8th, and Keegan Cooley of Richland Center is in 16th out of 42. And in tie-down roping, J.B. Bound is in 10th place out of 53. The National High School Rodeo Finals wrap up in Rock Springs, Wyoming, tomorrow. The annual Boaz Fun Days celebration will be held today through Sunday at Boaz Park. This is a special year for the celebration, according to Gene Nix, Secretary and Treasurer for the Boaz Fun Days Committee.
This year marks our 50th year. The first one was in McCloy's field or pasture in 1974, started Boaz Fun Days. And what's really kind of neat, in our Macedon building, which will be open during Boaz Fun Days for people to go through, it's got the clippings of Boaz Fun Days the first year. So it's got a lot of history there. That's really neat to kind of read up on that. We're trying to do a lot of neat things this year, being Boaz's 50th year. And we're going to especially have T-shirts out there again. And so I'll have my kids out there selling T-shirts to the people. We've got some special things to actually auction off this year. For the tractor truck pullers, we'll have down there, it's a antique John Deere pedal tractor. Again, we're going to have 50-50 raffles going on. We've got actually ice cream on the grounds this year from Utter Butter Creamery. So they're going to be there. And we're going to start out Friday night.
Festivities start today at 4:30 with the Boaz Lions Club Fish Fry at the Community Center.
And that'll go until about 7 o'clock. And the softball tournament starts at 7. And then we're going to have a DJ Friday night. So the Southwest Pullers will be in Friday night, and that's going to start at 6 o'clock, and that's when it really starts livening up.
The softball tournament will continue through Sunday. Get an early start Saturday with the Boaz Lions pancake breakfast starting at 7. The softball tournament will resume at 8. Tractor pulls will begin at 10. Live music by Donnie Razick will begin at 8 Saturday night, followed by fireworks at dusk. Boaz Fun Days, featuring entertainment for the whole family and food for purchase, will be held today through Sunday afternoon at Boaz Park. Please, no carry-ins. The Casanova celebration will be held today through Sunday. Enjoy live music and the Casanova Reds tonight. Saturday is full of activities, including a pancake breakfast, 5K craft and vendor fair, 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole, raft race, Casanova Legion baseball, and fireworks, along with Cougar Wagon live from 8 to midnight. Sunday's parade is set at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, Kids Pedal Pool, and more. Sharing space with Deke, a live virtual conversation with Flight Director Jerry Griffin will be held Sunday from 3 to 4 at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta. Griffin joined NASA in 1964, serving as a guidance, navigation, and control systems flight controller. In 1968, he was named as a flight director, where he and his gold team worked all of the Apollo crewed missions and was lead flight director of Apollo 12, 15, and 17. After Apollo ended, Griffin held different positions with NASA, and in 1982 became the third director of the Johnson Space Center. He retired from NASA in 1986. Cost to attend Sharing Space with Deke is $10. Tickets may be purchased online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. You may also attend virtually. To receive a link to attend virtually, go to DekeSlateMuseum.org/events. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Roof!
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1230 in Richland Center on this Friday, July 19th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilber Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet this evening from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Franklin is survived by 4 children, Jim and Meta Franklin, Dennis and Beth Franklin, Kathleen Stockdale, and Brian and Lauren Franklin. 10 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Betty Pecan, John Franklin, Dan Franklin, Don Franklin, and Ron Franklin. Also numerous nieces and nephews. Robert, Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca. Daniel Bowles Tegtmeyer, 85 of Cazenovia, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at St. Luke's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with burial in the Souls Creek Cemetery to follow. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Daniel Tegtmeyer is survived by 3 sons, Peter and Dr. Catherine Lewis of Fayetteville, New York, Eric and Patricia of Falmouth, Massachusetts, and Kurt and Shirley Pratt of Mashpee, Massachusetts. 4 grandchildren, siblings, Richard, Margaret Larson, and Sigrid Belden, numerous nieces and nephews, and good friends, Dudley Moore and Bob Schultz. Daniel Bowles Tegtmeyer, 85, of Cazenovia. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family. Penny is survived by her son, Corey Eden of Appleton, her mother, Jean, and stepfather, Don Mesra of Eastman, stepchildren, many step-grandchildren, 3 siblings, Dennis Bellis, Debbie Caudill, and Jeffrey Eden, her companion, Tony Lee, special friend, Rhonda Dowell, and many dear friends. Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Martha Baltazar, 80, of Richland Center, died Monday at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 3. Martha Baltazar is survived by 4 children, John Riccardi of Singapore, Francis Riccardi of Houston, Texas, Raymond Riccardi of the Philippines, and Leah and Tim Morgan of Spring Green. Adopted son, Czar Domingo of Maryland, 2 grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, a sister, Celia and Jerry Cunanan of the Philippines, brothers, Caesar and Judith Baltazar, and Benjamin and Dorsey Baltazar, all of the Philippines, and many friends and relatives. Martha Baltazar, 80, of Richland Center. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new Park Pavilion. Wayne Blinston is survived by his wife, Rebecca, a daughter, Michelle, 3 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Shelby and Max Starling and Patricia Connor, sister-in-law, Rita Young Gulsrud, brothers-in-law, Dwayne Young and Jack and Connie Young, nephew, nieces, and many cousins and friends. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services will be held next Friday, July 26th, from 4 to 6, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Tony Vinglish is survived by his siblings, Nadine Lamb, Eugene Vinglish, Dion Vinglish, and Teresa Vinglish, or Teresa Flick, nieces and nephews, and many friends and other relatives. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet. Gary Allen Slayback, 76 of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the American Legion Honor Guard will be held Saturday, August 3rd at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13, Richland Center. Gary Slayback is survived by his sister, Rita Thielman and Ed Berry, niece and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, aunt, uncle, cousins, and special friends. Gary Allen Slayback, 76 of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jim and Jolene Unbehan, Aaron and Stacy Unbehan, and Shay and Michelle Muller. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Friday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very quiet weather conditions over the Badger State and surrounding locations as well. You have to go back out to South Dakota and Nebraska to see a couple of showers and thunderstorms. And then down toward the southeast U.S., there's some rain as well. Now, for us here locally, it should stay quiet for tomorrow. But gradually, the humidity will increase this weekend. That coupled with a weak disturbance dropping in from the northwest could bring us a couple of spotty showers by late Saturday night or especially Sunday. And that trend of being unsettled will stick with us for the first half of next week with an upper-level disturbance spinning over the Midwest. Combined with the seasonably mild and humid air should spawn some daily spotty showers and thunderstorms. This certainly does not look like a washout situation, no severe weather expected, and the rain totals probably not even that high, maybe a half inch or less through Wednesday of next week. Then drier patterns should build in toward Thursday and Friday. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Sun mixed with some scattered clouds. High temperature about 79 with southwest winds of 4 to 9 miles an hour. Just a few clouds tonight, patchy fog, low at 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and seasonal, high reaching 82, southwest wind up to 5. Heading into Sunday, variably cloudy with a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms. Low 60, high about 81. Monday, mixed skies with passing showers or thunderstorms. Low 60, high about 82. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing. Low 61 with a high near 79. Wednesday, still a good chance of showers out there through the morning, perhaps clearing off late in the day. Low 62 with a high of 79. And Thursday, partly cloudy with moderate temperatures continuing. Lows in the upper 50s, high near 81 degrees. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 76 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 76, our low this morning was 54. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 76. The record high for this date was set in 1974 at 98. The record low, 46, was set in 1958. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 55. Sunset tonight will be at 8:37 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:39. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.15 and no precipitation to report. It is currently partly sunny and 76 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
We'll talk about food deserts, including tips for coping with them, next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You've likely heard the term food desert. Sarah Mohammed is a registered dietitian in Chicago who was acquainted with food deserts when she interned at Mississippi State University Extension.
Food deserts can exist in both rural and urban areas. We see the rural areas being more of concern due to smaller population size and lack of major industry in those areas, where the revenue is not as strong compared to like a larger metropolitan area.
Mohammed says many extension programs offer advice on how to navigate food deserts.
For those who have difficulty purchasing enough groceries to prepare nutritious meals on a tight budget, being able to have the education to sit and plan a successful shopping trip but not take up too much time will be beneficial for the future and also become second nature.
Muhammad says food deserts pose not just an economic problem, but a nutrition problem as well. And she says Extension can help with that.
For example, informing someone that they can purchase frozen vegetables and steam them as compared to boiling or frying them to retain their nutritional value is the type of advice that's easy to understand. It saves money compared to buying fresh and requires little effort.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. Farmers for Soil Health is searching for grower partners. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip reports from the Southwest Michigan No-Till Field Day.
Kristen Pauley with Michigan Corn tells Brownfield more than 5,000 new cover crop acres in the state were enrolled last growing season for the cost share program, and farmers can start signing up for 2025.
The incentive is a $50 per acre cover crop cost share over a three-year period.
Pauley is the Michigan coordinator for Farmers for Soil Health and says the state's voluntary environmental assurance program for farmers has fast-tracked conservation efforts.
The 20 other states that are a part of this national effort had to start from the ground up.
In Marcellus, I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
A senior science fellow with Nutrient Ag Solutions says Midwestern crops are benefiting from the cooler weather. Eric Snodgrass tells Brownfield.
We will likely get through a lot of this pollination looking pretty good, but we have to wait to see how the temperatures evolve during August. But I think there's a better chance we spend some of August with some warm temperatures.
He says precipitation forecasts for August are also shaping up in the crop's favor.
I do expect for there to be a pretty active go of it with respect to storms right through the heart of the Corn Belt. I mean, it means a pretty good outlook right now for the soybeans to get the moisture they need. So right now, I'm more optimistic about the way things look going into this month of August.
Snodgrass says August also marks the traditional start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which could still impact the 2024 crop. An Eastern Iowa farmer says he's had success managing corn rootworm. Lance Lillibridge tells Brownfield his farm has significantly recovered after a severe infestation of the pest in 2021.
Walking out here in this field, we only seen one rootworm beetle.
He says fungicide treatments have been key.
When we spray our fungicide, we'll use a beetle bomb as well just to try to control the adult insects.
Lillibridge says conducting soil tests has helped him identify which areas of his farm need the most management.
We kind of like being able to test the soil and find the DNA for the rootworms, and if we have DNA present, then we'll treat the soil.
Lillibridge says growers should be scouting to anticipate corn rootworm risk potential for next year. The National FFA Organization has announced the 16 finalists for its 2024 Top Achievement Awards. The American Star Awards represent the best of the best among thousands of American FFA degree recipients. A panel of judges will interview the finalists and select one winner from each category, which will be announced at the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis this fall. A full list of the finalists can be found at brownfieldagnews.com. And the USDA reports the sale of 105,000 tons of U.S. soybean meal to unknown destinations for delivery next marketing year, which starts October 1st. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet following the week's earlier business. The loan bid to be renewed is in Nebraska at $310. So far this week, northern dress deals have been marked at mostly $310. That's about $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south have been at $188, about steady with the previous week's weighted average basis. The USDA's latest cattle on feed numbers come out this afternoon. Box beef is lower at midday on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 202 at 314.13. Select is 45 cents lower at 299.01. At the Mid-Missouri Stockyard, steers were unevenly steady from $3 lower to $5 higher. Heifers were $2 to $8 higher. The USDA says demand was good for all classes on a very light supply. Receipts were down on both the week and the year. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 552 to 598 pounds, brought $301 to $321. Feeder steers, 708 to 743 pounds, brought $260 to $281.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 505 to 545 pounds, brought $287 to $289. And feeder heifer, 603 to 634 pounds, brought $268.50 to $280. Cash hogs are lower at midday with fairly light business. It's a pretty slow Friday following this relatively active week where processors have been aggressive in their procurement efforts, pushing prices higher with larger runs. That likely indicates numbers were needed to keep chain speed running at the required pace. Demand continues to be pretty strong on the global market for U.S. pork, helping provide some price support. But higher hog weights and more than ample supplies of market-ready hogs means there is plenty of pork available. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 47 cents with a weighted average of 82.33. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of 81.45. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. At Illinois, slaughter house prices were steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings at $48 to $60. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.49 at $102.74. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better, Cleaner Now.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
K
cattle and corn are mixed, soybeans are lower, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are modestly lower on speculative and technical selling, along with a little bit of outside market pressure. Soybean crush margins, though, remain strong, and U.S. beans are more competitive on the export market. Unknown bought 105,000 tons of new crop U.S. bean meal this morning, the second consecutive day with an announced sale. August beans are 2.5 lower at 10.96. September's 2.25 lower at 10.38.5. August bean meal's down 50 cents at 3.36.70. August soybean oil's up 9 points at 46.53. Corn is mostly firm. Weather's favorable in much of the region, but some northwestern growing areas could turn hotter and drier. Export demand and corn for ethanol use are both solid. September's up a quarter at 391.5. December's 3/4 higher at 405.75. And wheat tire. A move to hotter, drier weather could stress spring wheat in the northern U.S. plains and Canada. Drought's an issue in the Black Sea region, and there are quality concerns for parts of Europe. September Chicago's 8 higher at 543.25. September Kansas City's up 5.75 at 568.5. September Minneapolis wheat's up 6 at $6.06 and a half a penny. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are lower ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed report out today at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. Box beef was lower at midday. August live's up 57 at 182.82. October's 40 higher at 183.42. August feeders are down 72 at 255.50. September's $1.35 lower at 255.65. And with pork up at midday, August hogs are 7 cents higher at 91.45, and October leans up 52 at 74.57. Cash business, though, is modestly lower. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
What to know about buying beef at the grocery store. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. One of the questions I get most often is, how do I know what beef to buy at the grocery store? Shailene McNeil, Executive Director of Nutrition Science, Health and Wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it depends on what you're cooking. For something like spaghetti or tacos,
I tend to look for 90% lean or leaner because I don't want to mess with draining fat.
But if you want a juicy burger, she says,
I buy 80% lean ground beef and, you know, have an enjoyable, delicious, juicy burger.
And when it comes to steak, she says,
look for a nice tight package, right? Because I want the beef to look like it's sealed great, because I don't know if I'm going to get right home and put it right in the refrigerator for a day or cook it that day or end up freezing it. So I look for that storage capacity.
She tells Brownfield it's great to have options when you're buying beef, whether it's from a butcher, a local producer, or from the grocery store. And if you have questions about buying from the grocery store, you should know.
Be assured that the beef that you're buying in your supermarket is fresh, wholesome, nutritious, safe, all of those things.
And one last thing to know, McNeil says,
but for the most part, I just pick the cuts of beef that I love, and I cook them in healthy meals that are balanced with lots of other ingredients that we love, and I feel really great about choosing beef from the grocery store.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 21 Tips Like Oxford Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a smaller crowd, but good sale. Large squares topped at $275 a ton, and large rounds topped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have plenty of online auctions coming, so keep an eye out. We need real estate. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.tipsikeoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
The hometown and baseball schedule is down to the final weekend of the regular season. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for a special broadcast coming up Sunday from the Cazenovia Celebration. The Cazenovia Reds will take on Wanakee, and we'll have the game on the radio Sunday, beginning with a pregame at 1:40, first pitch time at 2 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's hometown and baseball, Sunday live from Cazenovia.
WRCO.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, this is a special report. Global IT outage. I'm Michelle Franzen. That tech outage impacting consumers, businesses, and some emergency services today. Microsoft says it's related to cloud services and some apps. Security agency CrowdStrike says the issue is not due to a cyber attack. The fix is on now, but it's created a backlog for companies, including airlines